Wishing you a beautiful Monday and welcome to a brand new month that it's time for me. So all of this month, we're going to be moving into lighter and brighter energy as we focus on manifesting, creating and bringing in a new energy into your life that will allow your dreams and desires to actually come to fruition. We're moving from a place of lack, frustration, trying to control things and moving into more flow, ease and a sense of being able to receive more in our lives. So in July, we focused very much on self-care and we delved very deeply into that over those weeks. And then we followed that up with a month in August all around self-sabotage. So these are quite big topics to really look at, and you've done some great work over the last 2 months on both of these things. So I wanted to bring a brighter energy and something now as we've focused on those aspects, which you continue obviously through the next weeks, months and ahead into your life, of minding your self-care and trying to keep an eye on your self-sabotage as well. But it's about the month of September is the ninth month, and the number nine in astrology is a really, really positive month of new beginnings and a really brighter energy. And that's what I want to create for you. So we're going to be doing a lot of meditation, a lot of visualization, and also really looking at the aspect of receiving, because when we are trying to come into a place of flow and a place of ease, we also have to open up ourselves to be receptive. And when we are receptive, we then can go into a space to be creative. So there's quite a long link through how we do that. And I've been learning a lot about this actually over the last past week with some healing I've been getting done on myself, and all about the sacral chakra, which is based at the bottom of your spine. It's the second chakra point. And this is all around our place of creativity, our place of receptivity, and also around our sense of ourselves and how we relate to ourselves and the world, and more particularly in our relationships. So for today, just as a brief introduction, I really want you to get creative in your mind. I want you to think about all the things that you are hoping to have a shift on in your life, things that you would like to achieve over the course of this month. You'll be able to fill more of those in tomorrow for your monthly goals. And I also really want you to think strongly about, you know, where the passions of your life have brought you to this point. So I would be somebody who I used to call myself like a magical manifestor. I could do and literally create whatever it was that I put my mind to, and always was very strong. And then over the last probably 6 years, there's been a lot going on for me personally with just different things in life, as we all have. And it just has shifted my perspective from one of receiving to more giving and pushing, as opposed to things flowing. And my creativity and my ability to manifest has definitely been dampened. So I'm really looking forward to working alongside all of you this month as I aim to bring more of this energy into my own life, and to share, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm getting on, as I want to hear about how you're getting on. But what I have learned is that there are certain patterns that I'm following. And this isn't about getting into patterns, because we did cover that over the couple of months ago, and we will cover it again in depth again. But it's more about just saying, like, where are you at in terms of your patterns around creativity? Do you get great ideas for what you want to do, but never actually take any action to put them into place? Or do you get great ideas, take action and nothing happens? Or do you get great ideas and just don't really know where to start, and you have a feeling that your creative juices won't flow, or that you just don't have flow? And I really want you to think about that, because it's very important to get a baseline for where you're coming from in terms of what you want to create in your life. And also it's about, like, what's surrounding you that might be blocking that. And that's what we're going to be looking at as we move through this month. But I want you to dream big today. I want you to get big. I want you to visualize big. I want you to see yourself really in a space of being at the place that you would like to be. Now, obviously, we are to be grateful for our present moment. And they do say where we are right now is where we're meant to be at this moment. And I want you to take that in. No matter what is going on for you at this point, you are meant to be at this point. We can change it, though. Things are changeable. And something that's happened to me over the last week as well is that I always believed a certain purpose for my life and believed a certain way that my life should be. I'm hugely obsessed with the power of the mind, the power of our ability to live to our potential. And it is something I've studied for years. I'm always reading about it, learning so much about it through videos. Since I was a teenager, it really fascinated me what we could do. And what I've realized recently is that's because not only do I want to teach people that, but I want to break a certain cycle within my life of not fully being able to do that as much as I want. And what I also realized in this kind of path, let's say, or this purpose that I have, is that I believed in the last few years that my purpose was something else, and that I was getting very accepting of things not going right and actually expecting things not to go right. And it's about kind of shifting from that. So do you have a passion around that? Or maybe you don't and you're in a good space, and that's even better because you're going to create and manifest some amazing things even more. But I just want you to think about that. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as we take the first steps on our road to a wonderful September and learning some great things that are going to take us forward over the next few months. Have a great day.